listening to, read, listen, and write the information.
Hi, everyone. I hope you're all enjoying this lovely day with this warm weather. I've got some good news for you. We have been asked many times to talk about this health problem, as it is commonplace due to the fact that the city is full of sports centers, and fortunately, they are always packed with people of all ages. And when there is a competition coming up, people increase the intensity of their training so much that it results in broken bones. So, today's topic is fractures. It is a type of severe or violent injury, and it happens when a certain amount of force is applied beyond what bones can support. It is unavoidable that they break. Well, before going straight to our topic today, I find worth mentioning some general points about bones. And let me start by pointing out that our bodies are shaped with structures of bones. These structures perform the functions of support and protection, which are vital for keeping the body safe from getting damaged. You know, some internal parts of the body are so delicate that without this protection, they would get so easily. It is believed that bones are just dead matter. However, they are made of collagen, which means a bone is a living, growing tissue. This substance, collagen, is a protein that provides a soft framework, but it doesn't work alone. There's calcium phosphate, a mineral that adds strength and hardens the framework. Bones get their strength and flexibility from this combination, collagen and calcium. And this flexibility they get is what helps them withstand force or stress at a certain level, of course. Bones also have a soft sponge-like tissue in the center that is called bone marrow. It produces blood cells, which is another vital function. Now, it is important to point out that bones can bend, sometimes to a surprising degree, but there is a limit for this bending. As a matter of fact, people must understand that they need to level their workout and be cautious. You know, this type of injury may be very painful and hard to heal. And when it happens, anyone around could tell you have a fracture because there is a crack and the part of the body on which it happened changes form or appearance. Besides, the pain the victim feels is an unmistakable sign of an urge for help. Whenever it happens, just call an ambulance and stand by to make sure that the victim is comfortable, if that word could be used here, and more importantly, that the victim stays still. Any moving attempt can provoke that the injury gets worse. Remember, here the good intentions to help someone in pain may double the damage to be a particular area the fracture is on. Just let an expert handle the situation. They have been trained to provide the appropriate means of support for any kind of fracture they need to take care of. So, I'll start answering your questions. Just phone in and we'll...